This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're going to do some interview programs on the topic with folks around Douglas County in the coming couple, 3 weeks here. And Marshall Laverne, Executive Director of the Family Development Center, in to talk with us. Thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first of all, before we get kind of into that, give people, if they're not familiar, kind of an overview of Family Development Center, what you guys do there.
Sure. I'm so excited to work at Family Development Center. We focus on prenatal to the age of 5, and really just supporting children and really parents who might have some ACEs or adverse childhood experiences, and really trying to change generational poverty as well as some parenting skills around that. I love the Maya Angelou quote that says, "We do what we know until we know better." And so really just supporting parents and making positive changes, not only in their life, but the life of their child.
So obviously the issue of child abuse comes up sometimes as you're talking to parents. They look back on their life and also look forward to what they're trying to do maybe differently for their kids' lives.
Absolutely. We parent based off of our own experiences as a child. And so however our parents parented us, we're going to do the same thing because that's what we know. And so in conversations and reflections, when we sit down with parents, we really go down that path of, how did you feel growing up? Did you feel nurtured? Did you feel loved? And if not, how do you want to do things differently? And then we work at giving them the tools that they need to be successful.
It's interesting how that works, because even in behaviors or things parents might do that aren't, you know, bad, they're just different. Everybody gets used to a certain kind of system, and then maybe during school, as you get older or whatever, you find out that, wait a second, your family does what? Again, not necessarily a bad behavior, just families can operate very differently.
Absolutely. And we really, I think, try to enter that, lean into the fact that families and cultures are different, and that doesn't make them wrong. But with new technology and new brain science, there are things that we know will produce the best outcomes for children that help them be self-regulated, ready to learn, and have great peer relationships.
Now, how long has Family Development Center been around? How was it started?
So Family Development Center started in 1984, and it started in a little house right across from the YMCA with a group of people who were just passionate about making a difference in our community. And Charlene Stutes was our director until about 18 months ago, and then she passed the baton, and hopefully she's off someplace sunny and warm. And she did an amazing job in building our program from one little house to now. We have our main site on the JBCC campus, and then 3 satellite sites serving families in the communities that they live in some of the most rural places, so Sutherland, Winston, and Canyon.
And how long have you had those rural locations?
Oh, we opened our 3rd rural location during COVID, and gosh, it's like brain, right? I don't know how long it's been. I want to say it's 2 years, but we've been in Canyonville down in the South County area for over 10 years, and then in the Winston area for over 6 years. And I think those sites are really, we call them satellite sites, and they're really specific to having just key components of relief nursery. So those 3 sites have a preschool classroom, they have a toddler classroom, 1 infant classroom, they have outreach, and then they have parent education that happens every 2 weeks there.
And it, there's obviously advantages to having those locations because a lot of your clients are, you know, in situations economically where if you said the only place you can go is clear out north of, you know, the north side of Roseburg, they would never get there.
Right. And so I think in Douglas County, especially the rural parts of our county, families face many challenges just outside of parenting. We talk about transportation and we talk about addiction and we talk about many other things that families are affected by. And so the benefit of having satellite sites in their community that are easy to access, easy to get them resources, and readily available is really critical for particularly parents with small children.
So what are trends of your staff seen in recent years regarding child abuse?
So, you know, I'm really excited. I think that we are working really hard. The staff works very hard on really talking about child abuse in a really honest way. We know that every parent has a child and they never want to hurt their child. And so it's usually when we tend to react instead of respond where situations happen. And often parents are learning the effects of maybe certain situations. So for years, we didn't know that domestic violence or just having an argument in front of your child affected their brain. It affects how they attach and have healthy relationships. And so we're having great conversations with parents around what is a healthy brain development, how do we grow and create resilient children, as well as how do we create resilience within our own families so families can just be a part of the community.
It's interesting. I remember somebody once when I was younger saying that they'd never seen their parents argue, and I thought they were kidding.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. My kids say the same thing about my husband and I think we did them a disservice because one of the things about healthy conflict is it gives kids the tools to learn how to have difficult conversations. And so having that modeled for you gives you the skill set to say, oh, hey, that doesn't feel good for me, or teaching them safe boundaries, right? Asking permissions, do you want a hug? And so we're helping them learn to be safe, but it's critical that as parents we remember that we're role modeling for not only our children, but I think it's that ripple effect. It's the kiddos in your life. You might not be a parent, but your nieces and nephews and people that just are around you.
Yeah, and you know, even neighborhoods sometimes, I mean, I will hear things on the police scanner where somebody is nervous about a situation. It may not be violence, but it's an argument that's getting a little out of control, and it's happening in their neighbor's front yard, and they're not exactly sure what to do with that.
Right. Yeah, that's really tough. I think you have to be willing to say, hey, it sounds like things are really challenging. Is there something I can do to help? And that is really building that community resilience for our whole county. And I think it's a fine line between being safe and being appropriate. And so my husband won't go to Walmart with me ever. He thinks, he tells me all the time, you're not the baby whisperer. But, you know, I feel very passionate about it's hard parenting. It's tough parenting, especially when you're a first-time parent. And so having somebody say, hey, I've been there, it gets better. Or, hey, sometimes I tried this, it might work. But just being available, knowing that we are all in this together and we're raising our community and raising children, and there's a lot of support available.
Do you feel like child abuse has lessened or grown in recent years?
So I think I think research will tell you it hasn't went away. It was very underreported during COVID because families were very isolated. I think what we're seeing and how the impact of child abuse that we're seeing is really a little different. I think we used to see, I think probably when you and I were kids, physical violence was really a very prevalent issue. And I think now that we know so much more about the brain, we know that it's the little things that affect the way that children think and how their brain connect those, how those synapses connect and build the future for really for them. In that there's critical windows, and 0 to 5 is one of them.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. Marshall Laverne, Executive Director of the Family Development Center. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio, later part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, we're going to be focusing on a different topic, and that's going to be with the City of Roseburg Police Department, Gary Kloffenstein. We're going to talk with the police chief about challenges of policing here in 2023. Marshall Laverne from the Family Development Center in with us now, executive director for the last year and a half, and we're talking about the issue of child abuse because April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. You know, you mentioned the pandemic, and obviously it was hard. I know the reporting issues, a lot of different agencies have talked about that. Do you feel like now that we've, and officially as of today, the pandemic is over, according to the federal officials, do you feel like some of the things that just the isolation and things that happened during the pandemic have caused some mental health issues with some of the parents and kids you deal with?
Absolutely. I think that anytime a community or an individual is isolated, there's an impact on behavioral health. But what we're seeing is a lot of young children that are really struggling. So there's normal separation anxiety, but we're seeing a disproportion in children who are they're having a difficult time self-regulating. And part of that is they don't, during the period of mask, children read faces. That's how they learn emotions. And when the faces were covered, they couldn't identify that. And so there's just this delay in catching up and understanding body language, reading facial expressions. And I think for parents, making sure that they're labeling emotions so children really know what that looks like. And so we have, we're calling them COVID babies, but we have this big gap of 18 to 24 month old children that are coming into our program that are very dysregulated and struggling just to label and understand their emotions.
Well, as quickly as the pandemic hit everyone and the various impacts, regardless of people's opinions on various aspects of things, it seems like it is maybe even akin to, people my age who grandparents talked about living through the Depression or something, and that forever changed them and impacted them for a long time. It seems like that's going to be the case here too.
Yeah. I'm not a researcher, but what I read is that we really won't see the effects for this pandemic until many children get to kindergarten and first grade. And so I think what we do is just do our part in trying to help them self-regulate, help parents have the tools to support their typical development, and help get kids ready for school.
Now, remind me the age range you're working with.
So we serve families in prenatally, so really in their last trimester, all the way through the transition to kindergarten. And so we support parents with a variety of tools. There's therapeutic classrooms. And what therapeutic means is just that we have much smaller ratios. So a typical preschool might have 18 children. The max our classrooms will have will be 11 with three adults, two teachers and an assistant. And that really gives staff the time to do great interventions and work with children to help build peer relationships, to validate their feelings, to label what they're feeling, and then to also repair the relationship with their peer. It's the same skills that we also teach in homes, healthy ways to repair relationships. And so parents are also doing that modeling. Our program is voluntary, so there's no requirement, and we're not based off income. So we just acknowledge that parenting is really tough, and we're there for parents that want to do something better.
Are you able to connect with or somehow track some of these kids after they leave your care?
So we can, but what we typically say is once you're a family at FDC, you're always a family at FDC. And so we, because our program is voluntary, many years later, we still have parents coming by to say hi. We're invested in families. We're invested in making a difference. And so I think it just gives that bridge for parents to always know that we're a resource for them, no matter how old their child is.
So how many staff do you have currently?
We currently have, throughout our four sites, 34 employees.
Wow. Now, what kind of backgrounds lead into the kind of work that you have going on?
So typically, it's a degree in education. We have clinical staff that does therapy for both parents and children. And so it's kind of a nice combination because they're teachers, but they're really parent educators and advocates for the families. So there's a lot of home visiting that happens. Parents are comfortable in their own environment, which is really important because that's where we see children at their best. And so we typically do almost 3,000 home visits a year and take resources out to families. We can help them with diapers and food and clothes and really just meet them where they're at.
Is there a typical amount of visits you might do with an average family?
So we do at least one a month, but often if families, particularly infants, we're in their home every week. That first year, there's so many milestones that are happening, and especially if you're a new parent, they don't come with it with instruction manuals, and so there's a lot of firsts. And so just having somebody there to be your cheerleader and to provide you with the most current information and just be really supportive is important.
Yeah, I think I checked when I left the hospital and I was a little baffled that there were no instructions.
Right? I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, well, luckily my wife had a lot more background in that than I did. So how are you funded? How do you make everything work and pay for all these folks and all this work?
So the great thing about Relief Nurseries, which is Family Development Center is part of, is that we have this public-private relationship. So for every dollar that the state invests in us, we actually make three more. And so we do get some state funding, but really it's a lot of grant writing. It's a lot of amazing donors in our community that support us financially, not only with finances, but I said time, talent, or treasure. If you want to volunteer in a classroom or donate money or give time, time is really important. And so rocking babies is tons of fun. And so a lot of people just really enjoy that piece.
Now, what other kinds of volunteer things are there people can do?
Oh, they just have to call me. We have a list at the front desk. So we have people that make quilts for us. We have a food pantry that needs, we call it first in, first out. So it takes away from staff time when they're having to keep things organized. And there is just basic needs. We're always need, I tell my board all the time, could you just buy a gallon of glue? We go through so many gallons of glue, it's crazy. But I think just anything that if it's on your heart, it's something you're passionate about doing, we'll find a space for you.
All right. How do people connect with you and find out more about Family Development Center?
So Family Development Center is located on the Jerry Bruce Community Campus. We call it JBCC. And we are located at 300 Jerry's Drive. And they could easily just call me at the office. And that number is 541-673-4354. Or look at our website, which is FDCRoseburg.com. org.
All right, Marsha LaVerne, Family Development Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.